but
we're gonna play the Wipers. Fantastic band from Portland, Oregon. Lasted into the 90s or in the 90s from the Land of the Lost album. And a tune called Just a Dream Away.
Thank you.
They're just continuing the collection of this kind of information on all U.S. citizens. That's one of the main reasons they couldn't tell Senator Wyden with his request of how many U.S. citizens are in the NSA databases. In my estimate, it was, if you collapse it down to all uniques, it's a little over 280 million U.S. citizens are in there, each in there several hundred to several thousand times.
In fact, let's go to Senator Wyden. The secret court order to obtain the Verizon phone records was sought by the FBI under a section of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act that was expanded by the Patriot Act. In 2011, Democratic Senator Ron Wyden warned about how the government was interpreting its surveillance powers under Section 215 of the Patriot Act.
The American people find out how their government has secretly interpreted the Patriot Act. They are going to be stunned. And they are going to be angry. And they're going to ask senators, did you know what this law actually permits? Why didn't you know before you voted on it? The fact is, anyone can read the plain text of the Patriot Act, and yet many members of Congress have no idea how the law is being secretly interpreted by the executive branch, because that interpretation is classified.
Box!
surveillance of the U.S. citizens that have, that's been going on since 9/11. I mean, they were getting, from just one company alone that I knew of, they were getting over 300 million call records a day on U.S. citizens. So, I mean, and when you add the rest of the companies in, my estimate was that there were probably 3 billion phone records collected every day on U.S. citizens. So over time, that's a little over 12 trillion in their databases since 9/11. And that's just phones. That doesn't count the emails. And they're avoiding talking about emails there because that's also collecting content of what people are saying. And that's in the databases that NSA has and that the FBI taps into. It also tells you how closely they're related. When the FBI asks for data from, and the court approves it, the data is sent to NSA because they've got all the algorithms to do the diagnostics and community reconstructions and things like that.
Everybody's talking loud, I can't stand the f*** up sound.
Freaking out in the USA.
Yelling at the other guy, arguing over the pipe.
Freaking out in the USA.
Hold me, squeeze me, friend me, 'cause I'm empty. If I had a pickup gun, I could shoot at everyone.
Freaking out in the USA.
Everyone's like the police, ain't no way to get some peace.
Freaking out in the USA.
Murderers can stand their ground, ain't nobody else around.
Freaking out in the USA.
There ain't no morals to the law, doesn't mean a thing at all.
Freaking out in the USA.
Roll me, so. Don't sue me.
Oh, don't sue me, baby.
People hyped up all the time. Nobody is thinking why.
Freaking out in the USA.
Money is a waste of time. Of course, I made sure I got mine.
Freaking out in the USA.
Touch me. Rush me, rush me, I'm gushing. Yeah, we killed the Indians, all we wanna do is win.
Freaking out in the USA.
Watch out for the Mexicans, they'll be back to kick our cans.
Freaking out in the USA.
Now it's time to nuke it out and black it out.
Freaking out in the USA.
Now it's time to blow it up, prop it up and throw it up.
Freaking out in the USA.
Everybody's talking loud, I can't stand up for the sound.
Freaking out in the USA.
Yelling at the other guy, arguing over the fight.
Freaking out in the USA.
If I had a gun, I could shoot at everyone.
Freaking out in the USA.
We're now joined by two former employees of the National Security Agency.
You know, when most warrants are very narrow, it's really shocking as a lawyer.
Well, some might argue that the Obama administration at least went to the FISA court to get approval for this, unlike the Bush administration in the past.
Right. Well, we don't know if the Bush administration was, you know, getting these same orders and if this is just a continuation, a renewal order, right? It lasted for only, supposed to last for only 3 months, but they may have been getting one every 3 months since 2006 or even earlier. You know, when Congress reapproved this authority in 2011, one of the things Congress thought was, well, at least they'll have to present these things to a judge and get some judicial review, and Congress will get some reporting of the total number of orders. But when one order covers every single phone record for a massive phone company like Verizon, the reporting that gets to Congress is going to be very hollow. And it's
those live chickens that you've heard so much about. There's free cheese logs to every woman under 45, and those are this week only. Well, sweetie, don't forget the cheese log throw every Thursday.
Protecting the nation from terrorist threats to the United States, as it allows counterterrorism personnel to discover whether known or suspected terrorists have been in contact with other persons who may be engaged in terrorist activities, particularly people located inside the United States. What's your response?
Anytime that you report on anything that the government does in secret and they get caught doing things that Americans would be stunned to learn they're doing, it's almost like you just wind them up and they just yell the word terrorism and hope that if they say the word terrorist enough times, it'll scare people into accepting what it is that they've done. That's what that statement is. If what they're really doing is what they claim they're doing in that statement, which is targeting actual terrorists or people they suspect of terrorist activity, why aren't they going to the court and specifically naming those people and giving information to the court to let the court know that they're actually engaged in wrongdoing or there's reason to believe, and monitoring them? Why is it that instead they are sweeping up everybody's phone records, millions and millions of people, that allow the government at any time access to those databases to, if they have political enemies, if they're people that the government dislikes for whatever reason, to have all kinds of leverage and power over them by knowing what it is they've done? If this were really a program directed at terrorists, we would have a much different conversation, but that's not what this is. This is indiscriminate and aimed at all Americans, not just ones who they call terrorists.
You can feed me, you can breed me, you can need me, you can read me, or Dutch treat me even better. Make a movie, mail a letter, you're so groovy. Misbehaving, sock it to me, double dating, overstaying, always waiting. You can break me, you can rape me, you can trade me, you can save me, overrate me, celebrating a new Satan. All the trimmings, extra sinning, total fitness, keep on walking, need a witness, keep on talking, skin is feeling, getting rotten. Got a feeling you really started something. Don't touch my bikini. Better smile when you see me. You can stare, that's a freebie. Don't touch my bikini. Looking is free, but touching's gonna cost you something. A spanky, got no heater, extra blanky, parking meter, go to heaven, go to Paris, 7-Eleven, Roger Maris, take a cop car, take a postcard, you're so heavy, you're so honey, getting ready, Easter bunny, rocking steady, making money, toasting vegans, that's not funny, skater Betty, way too sexy, you're so on it, you're so honest, you can fool me, you can scold me, all the teacher never told me, every breathing, hunting season, there's no can't form a plan. Don't touch my graffiti. Smile if you dare. Holy oink is everywhere. Keep watching you graffiti. Next time you'll learn that touching's gonna cost you something.
And you are the one to blame, cause I was deep. Demand that the military's commander-in-chief put a stop to the stain on our nation's soul, as I have been urging for 5 long years. Now on our own shores, we have hounded the very journalists who helped preserve our democracy. As James Madison surely must have said, there will come a great president who will establish a review board to weigh civil liberty concerns. I believe I am that president. And thanks to advances like the Reobamulator, hands will be wrung, conscience will be felt, and souls will be searched. I can be the new holy Obama you know and love. Together as a nation, you can make me the president you thought I was.
Stand by for noise, my
choice. Now watch this drum.
Red. location information. That's a tracking mechanism, monitoring, tracking of all phone calls that are being made by individuals. I mean, this is an extraordinary breach. I've said this for years. Our representing attorney, Justin Reid Act from the Government Accountability Project, we've been saying this for years and no, from the wilderness. You've had us on your show in the past, but it's like, hey, everybody kind of went to sleep, you know, while the government is harvesting all these records on a routine basis. You got to remember, none of this is probable cause. This is simply the ability to collect. And as I was told shortly after 9/11, you don't understand, Mr. Drake, we just want the data. And so the secret surveillance regime really has a hoarding complex, and they can't get enough of it.
We'll be right back.
in abject violation of the Fourth Amendment under the cover of Enabling Act legislation for the past 12 years is routinely analyzing what is supposed to be private information. But hey, it doesn't matter anymore, right? Because we can get to it. We have secret agreements with the telecoms and internet service providers and beyond, and we can do the data anything we want. So, you know, I sit here as an American, as I did shortly after 9/11, and it's all deja vu for me. And then I was targeted, it's important to note, not just for massive fraud, waste, and abuse, I was specifically targeted as the source for the New York Times article that came out in December 2005. They actually thought that I was the secret source regarding the secret surveillance program. Ultimately, I was charged under the Espionage Act. So I should tell you something. It sends an extraordinarily chilling message. It is probably the deepest, darkest secret of both administrations, greatly expanded on the Obama administration. It's now routine practice.
That it be used only with oversight, only with judicial oversight and with judicial approval, in order to ensure that that power is not being abused.
Okay, bet you're wondering what that was. That was new music from Richard Pinhas. P-I-N-H-A-S. The album's called Desolation Row. And we heard a tune called South. It's on Cuneiform Records. Great record label. And before that, King Crimson did The Howler from the Beat album. We had a excerpt of Kaput Radio's latest edition found on radio4all.net. Number four, radio4all.net, the A Infos Radio Project. And that was, well, their latest edition called Surprise, We're All Under Surveillance. Before that, a new group, to my mind, called Human Eye from their new album Into Unknown. We heard Immortal Soldier. Before that, more of the latest Kaput Radio, Circumstantial Happenstance with a mix of various things. Before that, Don't Touch My Bikini. And before that, some more Kaput and Democracy Now mixed, Illegal ID. Circumstantial Happenstance, punk rock song, really short song cut from BGK. We heard Civil Terror. It's called Nothing Can Go Wrong. Famous last words. Live Skull before that with Mr. Evil from the Live Skull EP. It might be called Rot. There's the amongst all the artwork on the front, there's like in little letters somewhere, not centered, it says Rot, but, or we could just call it the Live Skull EP, which it says on the label in the spine. We had a Circumstantial Happenstance before that, with also from the latest Furious George, the latest Democracy Now. Before that, new music from the Stooges from Ready to Die. Alice Donut did Mother of Christ from the Mule album. Ween did Bumblebee from God Ween Satan. Before that, Schoolyard Heroes, You're So Pretty and You're So Dead from the Plastic Surgery Hall of Fame album. Before that, a Circumstantial Happenstance with Mojo Nixon exclusive remix from the Dead Mule himself. Before that, Wolves in the Throne Room, A Looming Resonance. From a 12-inch single of theirs, Mahogany Rush. Not Rush, Mahogany Rush. I don't know, they might be Canadian too. You know, California somewhere. We heard Maxum from the 70s, sort of an introduction to a butt rock album. Playing all sorts of weird sounds. And we started with The Wipers, Just a Dream Away. And this is Paradise Ridge and a Dead Mule. Here.